What's up, guys? Good evening. We are back here at AfterBuzz TV, and we're talking episode 6, Wham! Glam! Thank You, Ma'am. Tune in right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Havana, na na.
Hey.
Half of my heart is in Havana, na na.
Hey. Hey.
He took me back to
East
Atlanta.
Can we hear your mic okay? I just want to double check.
I think so.
Yeah? Okay.
Everybody good?
Check. Yeah.
All right. Everybody's good. We're back. Right. Hey, guys. I'm your host, Thomas Erlina, and I'm here promoting my YouTube series. It's called Your Time with Thomas. I got my merch hat on. Check it out on YouTube at Your Time with Thomas. And who am I with to my left?
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And it's your boy DJ Richie Sky. You guys can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. Also, be sure to catch me on the season finale of Stripped next week on Bravo at 10 p.m. That's January 30th. It's going to be crazy.
Yay.
I can't wait. I've been seeing the previews. You guys have to check it out. Ready for that.
Interesting.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. I'm so excited. We're back. Another Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode. We start off the episode at Lisa Vanderpump's rescue. And we just kind of dive into the fact that she talks about the lawsuit that's happening. Let's just dive right into it. Where are we going with this lawsuit and how do we feel about what's happening with Lisa?
It sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks. I mean, because I just feel like, you know, I'm a dog lover, so... It
Have you
seems
gone to
like
the rescue?
I haven't gone to, but it makes me want to go because I feel like I want to get a dog this year, so I feel like that should be where I go.
Ooh.
But my thing is, like, it just seems like they're just trying to do so much good with this, mm-hmm. and to have someone who is, I mean, they've already given you $40,000, and so
yeah.
now you're suing them for what?
Yeah.
That's I don't get that.
People taking advantage, just
yeah.
trying to, you know.
It always sucks when you're doing something good, and mm-hmm. then there's always that person out there that's, you know, coming out there and kind of attacking what you're doing. What do you feel about what's happening?
Well, I just love the fact that Lisa, you know, is kind of talking about it because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's, I could tell, like, it is affecting her, and if they keep holding it inside, you know, it's not good, like, but to trusting people, I guess. But I love the fact how she's really about hands-on with Vanderpump, you know, her dogs, and she's just, it's such a beautiful thing to see, and, you know, the more I see this, like, I want to be a dog walker,
mm-hmm.
and I think I need to go down
there.
They
make some good money,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
But I just feel like the more that you can help out animals,
mm-hmm.
the more that there comes with different territories and, like, lawsuits, and it's just sad to see that, and I just hope the best for Lisa and her husband.
Yes. Well, same. We go into Teddy. She lets us know she's into wellness. She's not really into fashion. You're not going to really see her shopping too much. And she meets up with her facialist, Josh, who basically introduces to the fact that she's going to later on in the episode have a glam party. Then we get right into Kyle. She drives up to Warner Brothers. For those of you who follow me on social media, I do work at Warner Brothers, so it's kind of cool to see Kyle pull up. She talks about American Woman. I was telling everybody here earlier, it's nice to see Kyle in different roles and seeing her so so into American Woman. So what do we think about American Woman? Have you guys seen it?
I don't think it actually comes out. I think she said it comes out in June.
Okay.
I think June of this year. That's what when we did Watch What Happens Live, she said that there.
Okay.
So they're still, I guess, finishing it out or whatever. So I guess we'll
What's
see it soon.
What's interesting is, do we think she should have included some of her family members? Or because she says that it wasn't based off, it was inspired by, that it's up to Kyle to kind of creatively come up with her own project?
No. I don't think she should have included them.
Okay.
You know, because even though she is part of a family, she still has her own unique perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
That would be like saying that you had to include your family members in your time with Thomas because it's your perspective. This is your journey, and people
yes.
want to see that. So whatever her journey is, I feel like she has a right to say, hey, this is my idea. Like, you guys should either be supportive of it or perhaps you should sell your own show.
Yes. Yeah. And I hope that they do come together at some point, because you can tell Kyle is doing this just based on her creativity, she wants to do. And I think that's inspiring for other people to do that. She talks about how Kim, I miss Kim.
Yeah.
I miss Kim. I know you guys miss Kim. We miss Kim Richards. Yes.
I absolutely miss Kim on this show.
Me too. She added so much.
Classic.
She did. I mean, there was something very Ramona Singer about her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, she had, like, just an energy that was kind of chaotic, but it was endearing at the same time. And endearing. I felt like we, the audience, just rooted for her. Even when she kind of acted in ways that we may not have understood, I felt like we still rooted for her.
Still rooting for her, for sure.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool how at Warner Brothers, that's where Kim and Kyle had their moment. So that was kind of special. Mm-hmm. You know, to be honest, before, and I'm a car person, before this episode, I did not know what Pagani was.
I didn't either.
And that made me feel so like, cool. Damn, I don't know all these cars at all. Like, I mean, I love all of, like, you know, the amazing, like, I love Lambo. I love all these, like, amazing cars. But a $3 million car. I mean, that was wild.
Not worth it.
Tell me why. Like, what's it made out of?
I know you like. I know you like nice things.
I do, and it's all about the value of it. So, what am I getting from this car? Is it made out of diamonds? Is it worth it? You know,
if you're gonna get something for $3 million, it better be some artwork that I can appreciate and value as it goes along.
That's what I'm saying.
The doors went like that.
It kind of looked like a McLaren Mercedes, like the really vamped up ones. But
well, even if it like, I don't know, depreciates, it's like, it's still, it's got to be worth it. It's got to be worth that drive. I mean, they did say that it got their, you know, rocks off. So I was like, maybe that's the
lots
secret.
Lots of things can do that, ladies. It might be new to you, but lots of things can do that.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying that that's what I'm in the market for, but I'm just saying that this is, I'm wondering where the value comes. So, yeah.
They did say that there was 100 examples coming out and there was only going to be 20 to 30 in the U.S. So I think that's pretty cool. But maybe, I mean, would Dorit really buy that car for him? Or do you think, like, do you think she really went into it being like, I could buy this for him?
I just want to know how fast that car goes, because I want the thrill of that ride.
Yes. You know, people say, like, I mean, if you're a car enthusiast and if you want that type of car, you should go drive it. Mm-hmm. Because then you put that thought into your mind. This is how it feels to do that.
Yeah.
And that's how you walk with intentions to actually get it. Now, someone like Dorit, she can probably possibly afford it, but I think that would be, like, crazy.
Yeah, I feel like for something that big, especially for them, it's like you have to, PK has to say, I want this car. This is the car I want. Like, it's like a purse.
Yeah.
A guy is not going to go off and buy a purse that isn't what she wants. Mm-hmm. You know, what if you get hot pink and you like blue?
Exactly. That's going to be some problems and some eye rolls.
Just saying.
But how nice was it for us to now in this season see them two get along? I was living for the scene with them just having a good time. They went through so much drama last year, so it was kind of refreshing to see the ladies get along. Yeah. Right?
I agree.
Moving along, we go to Lisa Rinna's house. We get to see Harry Hamlin. I think that was like a full moment where he was really in the episode, where we got to really see Lisa's family life. And they're a little concerned about Delilah and NYU and the modeling. As far as these like girls that are modeling and stuff like that, where do we feel like school? Is the school a priority at this point? Because they're going to be celebrities. I mean, do they really, are they really going to pursue school? Like, how do you see that? In this day and age.
I feel like, I like that you said in this day
in
and
this
age.
Day and
because,
age.
because to be honest, that isn't that always the struggle between, you know, kids who are under 18 and pursuing the career and what's important, what's not. You know, can Leo DiCaprio, you know, do long division? Or, you know, do we care? Yeah. I feel like
it's just so crazy now with these kids and these millennials that they can just create something and you don't even have to go to school anymore. I mean, we're encouraging people to go to school here.
Yes.
But with it, like, go on your Instagram and there's some people that are just holding up products and just being like, buy this.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's like $1 million paycheck.
Listen, first of all, I was wondering the same thing. I'm like, is school going to be like a hindrance? Like, do they go to classes when they model and they're flying all over the world? How does that work? Because I know when I was in school, I mean, I felt like I barely had time to sleep. So how does this lifestyle work? And then second, I definitely agree with you. Like, I just see so many of these kids out here now, and they just, like, literally, they just post on Instagram or they do their YouTube shows, and then they just blow up.
Yeah.
So I just feel like they find, like, people nowadays are finding ways to become millionaires without ever having gone to college and spending $1 million.
You can think of it like that. But also you can think of, you know, value of education.
Absolutely.
And how, because
Listen, I do believe that.
All goes away and you don't have anything to fall back on.
It depends on what your career is. I mean, a doctor is a doctor. You got to take that route. Like TV hosts. Who are the most successful TV hosts? They're people who are on reality TV and never went to journalism school in their life.
True.
I mean,
but don't they go later on?
No, they don't go to journalism school. Like, no way.
And person 123 in the live chat says, you know, he is a millennial and he also went to law school. So that's really
good for
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. We love that. After that scene, I mean, we get to, I love that we get to see Harry Hamlin. He plays a big role in the show with, you know, Lisa, Rena, and that was great. I love seeing their family dynamic. But we see Kyle going to Vanderpump Dogs, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And Lisa forgets to book her appointment.
Nah.
Forgets.
Nah.
You know, that was cute.
Nah.
That was kind of cute. You know, and then it made me feel as I'm watching, I'm sure you guys were watching, just seeing their relationship and how long they have been friends. It's like watching your own relationships with your friends and being like, damn, we have all these moments together. You know, it was kind of nice to see that they've come to this playful place because they've had some drama in the past as well.
Yeah.
We get to see Kyle, you know, basically grooming her dog. And I kind of want to check out Vanderpump Dogs. Like, I feel like we all should just go in, absorb the vibe.
Yeah.
And introduce myself to that director. I'm just kidding.
Wait, I have a question. Do you think Kyle's dog enjoyed that grooming sesh?
No.
No, I don't.
He's like,
I don't.
Aww.
But you know what?
He was pretty,
he was okay behaved, so. I guess.
Okay behaved.
Okay behaved. I mean, other dogs would have been jumping up and down. She had him pretty locked down. But, you know, she does bring up the lawsuit, which I think people are going to. And what I do, I'm going to say right off the bat, what I love about Lisa Vanderpump is she's owning the fact that this is out in the media. I think she's done this so many times, and we've seen this on every franchise. It's like, it's out. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But it now where things are at, it's who's talking about it. That's now the person that we're putting blame on. And you know what I mean? It's turned into, okay, who brought it up? Because, you know, but people are going to bring it up. Anyways.
Sure.
So, you know, Kyle says that she's going to back up Lisa no matter what, which is, like, what Kyle does. That's why we love Kyle, because she's that ride-or-die friend that we have. Anybody have anything to say about the Vanderpump Dog situation?
I want to go. That's it.
We need to go.
We'll take a field trip.
So
is
it on Melrose? I'm trying to figure out. I have not seen it, which is...
It was looking like it was on Melrose or Beverly.
Melrose or Beverly, right? Okay.
We can't
miss it.
It's pink.
I know. Let us know in the comment box if you guys have been there and what your experiences was like.
Someone just asked a really long question about...
okay, let's take a look.
Well, it was Mauricio... Wait, yeah. Do you think Lisa's friendship with Kyle has strengthened as a result of Kyle and Mauricio's success now, and that Lisa has a friend who's equally wealthy to enjoy those luxuries of life?
That is such an amazing question. Bravo to you. What does the panel think?
I feel like they were friends before.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that the show has definitely tested that, but I feel like they realize... I was reading an interview with Kyle today that I think she did with the Daily Dish, and it said she said something about that she felt like she and the viewers felt like the two of them are better together versus when they're not. You know, they had that period of time where they weren't so close, you know, when Brandy was on the show. So I feel like, you know, she just recognizes the value of having that friendship, and she also recognizes the value of backing up that friend. You have to do that.
Yeah.
I think that they've always been friends, but now they get to share both their successes.
Yes.
And I think that's empowering women. And that's what I like to see on TV, that kind of friendship. Like, they can laugh, they can talk, they can drink tea if they want to.
Spill champagne on a Birkin, on a private jet and laugh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Have a good time.
Yes. What's your take about it? Do you think it's changed? Do you think... It's changed because of Mauricio's money?
No, because I think that still Lisa thinks she's Queen Bee. She'll, like, go buy another horse and be like, nah, I'm still richer. Like, I don't think, I don't know. I just think that they're still going to have the same dynamic.
Yeah, me too. I think because, like what you guys all said, you know, they are enjoying their success together now, and they're just having a really good time.
Kyle says, someone says, Kyle seems to not be as close with their sisters, too. So maybe Lisa helped fill that void.
Oh, that's...
So that's probably it.
Yeah, that is kind of sad to see, because we did get to see her family and her sisters come on the show a little bit more mm-hmm. in the past. Going to our favorite topic, Dorit and Teddy. So Teddy makes it a point to let us know that she's going to let Dorit know to come 15 minutes early. That's what she said, before the ladies come. And I just think when you set up something like that, you're already kind of setting yourself up for just an awkward exchange, which we end up seeing is kind of awkward a little bit. There's mm-hmm. no real way to get through it. I mean, my opinion, if you are going to meet somebody, if I have an issue with somebody, I'm definitely going to let them know, and I'm going to want to meet them up, but not when a group of people are coming after that.
Agreed.
This
yes.
is like a, let me meet you at Nobu, we'll have like a sushi and a yeah. snack, and then we can like mend fences and then have a party.
Yeah.
Not let's talk and then let all the girls come, because it doesn't work that way. I'm actually really surprised Teddy did that. What do you guys think?
I'm not so surprised that she did that, because I feel like she's the new kid on the block.
Okay.
So I feel like a more seasoned cast member might have done that.
Okay.
But I think she's just thinking, well, let's just have that moment, because she's going to be here and I'll just have her come early. And I don't think she was really thinking, because she said in her interview, she said, I thought it was going to be done and it was going to be dropped after that.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
No. Clearly she's never like rumbled with Dorit before.
What about you, Cynthia?
I'll just hold on to my crystals.
That's what I love to say. Good vibes.
Yes.
No, I agree with you. I think that you should have like a night before or sometime, at least
a time
maybe
frame to breathe.
12 hours at least. I mean, some sleep.
Something.
I don't know. A breakfast in between. You need some time. You can't just do that right after. Like, you can't have people come in. It's just different vibes, and you need to be in a good mood and have
yeah.
fun.
Unless you guys are, like, best friends, former best friends, really close, but, like, new friends,
yeah.
no.
But even best friends, they would, like, talk on the phone before and hash
True.
Out. Be like, listen, I got people coming over. Let's talk about this,
yeah.
you know? I don't know.
It's interesting. I'm actually really enjoying Teddy on this season, just because... We're kind of, whenever there's a new person, we get to see, like, them coming in trying to figure it out. And you can just see, there's no, like, she's so straightforward that you see that she's kind of not really grasping on to how the game works. So you get to, like, see her in these loopholes. But I'm fine with Teddy. I like her. So I do get her OCD when I throw things. I like things to be, like, perfect. And how nice is her house? Like, from the outside angle, I was like, damn, that's
beautiful.
A huge house with a huge pool.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of has, like, a Palm Springs vibe. Mm-hmm. I like it. Dorit arrives. She arrives on time this time.
Yeah.
And there we have this exchange. There's an issue with the glasses. And mm-hmm. I would have thought that Teddy would have just went extra and just had the champagne ready in the champ glass, so we didn't have to deal with that. Because she kind of set herself up.
She hasn't learned.
She set herself up for that. So anyways, we're sitting down. I felt anxious. I felt like I was right next to them. And I was just like, no, this isn't going to get resolved.
No.
How did you guys feel about this exchange? Because this was a big moment in the show.
I just feel like Dorit keeps, like, poking and poking at Teddy. Mm. And on, like, little things that don't even matter. Like, I'm happy to get cheese and crackers at a party. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, complaining about glasses, it's, I don't know. I just thought that was, like, not cool at all. But
she's
yeah.
trying to show her class. She knows.
I feel like Richie has something to say about this. Arrival.
I don't know. Listen.
Yes.
You know, I'm very Lisa Rinna on this one. I drink out of plastic red cups.
Yes.
So for me, the fact that there's champagne here, I mean, you could just hand me the bottle. I'm just going to drink that. But I just feel like I actually really love Dorit. I think she's a great addition to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think she just does the most.
She does
She
do
just
the
does the most. But I'm here for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't make me mad with it.
Person 123 in the chat says Teddy is doing what... Oh, can we get that back? Teddy is doing what Dorit did last season, which making Pantygate a storyline from last year. She's kind of making the Timegate a situation this season. So it's kind of similar. We are stretching out the time situation.
But I guess who made it an issue, though? I kind of feel like Dorit made it an issue.
Yeah, that's
last
what I
episode
thought.
When she went to Kyle, then Lisa to talk about it. And then it's like... Yeah. You know, I feel like with Teddy, she's just trying to clear her name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like,
not happening, though.
Yeah, and Teddy was like, then let's drop it. Okay. And then Drake's like, finally! Well, I think she was the one bringing it up.
Right, like, you're talking... You, and for Dorit, she's probably like, well, I've already talked to everybody about it. It's done for me.
Yeah.
She's kind of, she has the plan laid out. I love Dorit, too. I think she has, like, great fashion sense. She's great for the show. But I do think that a lot of the stuff that she does, talking to the other women about it, it is, like, housewife strategy. You gotta keep the storyline going for yourself. And I think she does a pretty good job.
Do you think she's playing the villain?
I think she's playing the villain, and I think she's fine with it.
I love it.
You can sense that Dorit loves and enjoys being on television.
Yeah.
That's what I get from watching her. I'm like, she's loving this right now. You know what I mean?
I don't think she minds one bit.
It's not like she's really hurting anybody.
No,
this
not
season,
with these issues.
The time. So it's a good thing to kind of stretch out, I guess, in a way. So then all the ladies come. I'm loving all their cashwear. We got Dorit in the Givenchy sweats. And everybody, just the style this season is just so good. I did a poll on my Twitter. I have to see at the end of the show who won, like, best style. Because I did a poll on that.
In tonight's episode?
In tonight's episode. Well, no, in overall of the season.
Oh.
I just want to see who people are vibing with.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So we'll see that. So nothing was resolved. And Dorit is claiming that Teddy is overly sensitive. Do we think she's being overly sensitive? I mean, it's such a twisted thing because Dorit has a way of talking to viewers to making you believe her point of view. And it's so forceful that, I mean, is Teddy being overly sensitive about this?
She's gaslighting her. No, she's not. I really do think Teddy is just trying to say, hey, my issue with you is that you spoke about this to everybody else except just coming to me. That was really it. But what Dorit did was she took control of the conversation and she made it about something else in order to make herself look better.
Yes.
She did it. I mean, she won.
And lied about the time.
Right.
Yeah, because it was 4, not 4:30.
Exactly.
I can't wait to see those text messages.
Yeah.
Well, Dorit's talking about having her 50th for PK, which I'm really excited about. I love a good party. So we're going to see a black tie affair. Lisa Rinna and all the girls join in and they get updated on the fact that she's having a party. Lisa Vanderpump now confronts Lisa Rinna about bringing up the lawsuit in front of the women. And I feel like in past seasons, it would have escalated into this whole drawn-out drama. But because Lisa Vanderpump is so aware, and plus she has Vanderpump rules. So it's like she's dealing with her own stuff, but then she deals with the branding of that show.
Right.
So she's just like, it was on the media, it was on Page Six, it was everywhere. She kind of beat Lisa Rinna to the punch.
She did.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, with Lisa Rinna coming to the restaurant and being like, oh, there's a lawsuit, it didn't go as well as it would have gone in other seasons because Lisa Vanderpump has this down. It's like, yeah, it is out there. And so Lisa Rinna backs it up with saying, it was on TMZ, it was on Page Six. But I'm sorry, Lisa Vanderpump already said that.
Right.
So she kind of beat her to the Lisa Rinna punch. What do you guys think? Was I the only one that felt like that?
I agree 100%.
The queen always has an ace up her sleeve.
Exactly. Tell us in the comment box on YouTube what you guys think. Camille arrives. It's always nice. I think Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season is giving us what we need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have easily not had Camille in there and it be something else, but Camille showed up and Dorit kind of weasels her way over to go on her apology tour. And was the apology sincere? Are we done with this?
I feel that one was sincere.
Yes. Do we feel like they sealed the drama on that? Because it sounded...
No.
It sounded like Camille was being a little playful. She said that she was going to bring the strap on.
But if we know Camille...
Okay.
I don't think she's quite... Even she kind of ended it with like, yeah, we're fine, but I don't trust this woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And she had that little sly look.
That's true. And that was in the confessionals. Yes.
And I'm like, I need more of Camille this season.
Yeah. I don't think it's done at all. No.
I guess in a way, when she did say the strap-on thing, it's in person. Yeah. So you kind of have to get through it. You're taping for another hour. And these girls are still getting their facials. So just say what you need to say and then say what you really want to say in the confessional.
Exactly.
And then say what you really want to say at the reunion.
Right.
So that's how it goes. But I did like Camille being on the episode. It looked like a relaxing time for the most part. Erica didn't really have too much in the episode today. We hear that Tom is doing better, which is great. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her creative director. He followed me on Instagram. We need to get Erica in the studio. I would love for that to happen.
She needs to come.
Yeah. She has a huge fan base here at AfterBuzz TV. So
Mikey.
Epic. I think everybody would go wild.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much episode 6. I think, we are starting to, we're kind of getting in the middle of all this now. Anything that you guys want to say that we went over this season?
Erica had a great comeback with LVP when she was talking about sex. She was like, I think, did you guys catch Vanderpump say, oh yeah, now you get a break from sex or something? Or, I forget what it was, but Erica had awesome comebacks. I was like, okay, she's like picking it up. She knows exactly what to say. Mm-hmm. She's now a veteran.
She is now a veteran. I do want to see a performance or something from
Erica. Yeah, we have to.
I think if you tune in this Thursday, she's going to be on Lip Sync Battle.
Oh, she did. She did Instagram that.
Ah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
So you get a little bit more of Erica Jane this week.
Yeah, hopefully they filmed something along the lines of her performing, because I think that's something that we're missing from her, is seeing the Erica Jane side of it.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that in the last 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm. No.
Just, you know. So that was episode 6. It was really exciting. Predictions. Let's get into some predictions for next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. We have a really good question here in the chat before we get in predictions. Who is a better apologizer, Dorit or Ramona from Real Housewives of New York?
Ramona.
Miss Singer. Who's a Miss Singer? Miss Singer, raise your hand.
I didn't watch New York.
Oh, you didn't?
I don't know New
okay.
York. Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
My God.
What about you? Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I don't know who Ramona is, but.
Let me tell you something.
Ramona definitely does a lot.
Tell me Orange County. No,
yes.
No one apologizes there.
That's true. That's why last season was very toxic. So in the preview for next week, we see a little double date situation. I like that. I see Mauricio and Kyle and Teddy and her husband. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be an interesting conversation between them. We haven't seen them clumped up together, so that'll be kind of cool. Then we get PK's big bash, which I'm really excited about. Again, I love a big party. He's turning 50. I believe they did a party for him before. Didn't they do another party? And then Boy George was there and everything. Mm-hmm. But this is a 50th birthday party, and it looks like it's going to be epic. We're already seeing some drama, and this is where things go left, because now we're at you're crazy or you're insane. I'm
psycho.
Psycho. Okay. Everything alluding to the same thing.
You're psycho.
To Teddy. And I think Teddy from that moment kind of looked taken aback, because it went from being kind of like, okay, we're kind of playing a game, and then Dorit just gives it to her. Because you're now at Dorit's party, and the fact that this is happening, I think that's going to be a big blowout.
I can't wait.
What do you guys think of next week?
I don't know. I'm interested to see why they're now getting into it, because I almost feel like this episode tied up a lot of the loose ends from what we've seen this far this season. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, you know, the drama has been settled, so I'm like, now what? Mm-hmm. Like, they're just not gonna get along.
How many episodes do we have left, do you know?
There usually is at least 20, so we're at 6.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Nothing is going to be settled.
We just have to wait till the reunion.
We are in this, like, panty gate. We're in this, this is going to the end. I think it's going to be a lot of organic fights, like new people fighting, like Kyle thrown in.
Yes.
And with Kyle having that talk with Teddy, I think that's going to be really good too, because I agree with you. those two I'd like to see sit down and talk. And they're both, like, they have the young husbands.
Yeah.
So if exactly. they get along, then, yeah, that's a good,
they've like, been working out.
Yeah.
Any predictions for next week?
I want to see Boy George perform. And I'm not sure if Dorit is going to sing. I'm kind of Ooh. Interested in that. Oh, I want to hear her voice, please.
Can she please be drunk? I want her to be drunk and sing like Camille's a cunt or something.
Oh, the C-word bomb.
Oh, sorry.
Any predictions for next week, Richie?
No, that's it for me. I mean, I'm just looking forward to seeing what's next. Because I don't, I just felt like we tied everything up this episode. Like, where do we go now?
I know.
What's to come?
Before we leave, I told you guys, I'm looking at my Twitter account. Teddy, 93%. And wow. the question was, whose side are you on? Dorit at 7%.
Okay.
Looks like a landslide on that one, guys.
Yeah. Sorry,
and then, you know, earlier in the day, I was just thinking what a cool poll would be. And I thought, whose style are we vibing with the most? The fashions are off the chain this season. Erica's leading at 33%, followed by Dorit, respectively. Kyle in third place, and Lisa Vanderpump at 17.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. And I didn't add Teddy or Lisa Rinna because Twitter needs to add more people on their poll options.
Yeah.
But anyways, I've had so much fun hanging out with you guys. We've been reading all the comments. I know Jen has been writing to everybody as well. So stay connected with us. Make sure to follow us. We will follow you back. Before we go, Richie, where can we find you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky and on Bravo next week on January 30th on Stripped.
You guys can follow me on all my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
All right, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina. Watch my YouTube series, Your Time with Thomas, The Experience. Sunday's episode, I take you inside Warner Brothers. And for you guys that want to see what happened at the holiday party, it's a good chance and a time to look at it. So we'll see you back here next week. See you guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.